Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. We are born into a broken world. You all know that. You watch and read the news with horror at what the human heart can conceive, what people can do to other people. You live lives that are often wonderful, but sometimes, well, they verge on nightmares. They cause tears and frustrations and anger and resentment and sorrow. You know as well as I do, we are born into a broken world. Our world is full of shattered lives and broken people and all sorts of broken dreams, ideas, systems, and priorities. Our world is full of shadows and shades of gray and situations where every choice is a bad one. Our world is a place where things that are life-giving are redefined as dead ends, and things that are deadly are redefined as ways of life. And of course, being born into this broken world, we're made broken by it too. We are taught in this world about success and power and winning, and so, well, we choose sides, splitting the world into nation states, political ideologies, religions, races, and so on, declaring winners and losers along the way, claiming the spoils of being number one. All the while, each of us struggles to be part of that group on the top. The part of the group that has everything that we need, that isn't a victim of someone else, that can achieve what we want in this world. And of course, what we want becomes influenced by what we see around us, by the commercials that we see on television, on billboards, online, etc. And we're taught to want more and more. We are taught to believe that to be happy, to be fulfilled, to be beautiful and loved, we need to have yet that something else. We're taught that we are not good enough, not loved enough, not beautiful enough, not right enough, not perfect enough, by nearly every single voice that breaks into our daily lives. And this is the darkness and brokenness of this world that fills our lives with shame and frustration and violence and all sorts of shadows of our own. John the Baptist was born into the same world. Kings demonstrated their power and authority through luxury and violence. Priests held authority and maintained the status quo to maintain their own privilege. The people of Israel had watched empire after empire, from Egypt to Babylon, to the Assyrians, to the Greeks, to the Romans, march through their homeland, leaving behind swaths of destruction and death, claiming each empire claiming themselves to be the most powerful. Meanwhile, those left behind were left to wonder if they had indeed been forgotten by God, if they indeed were as worthless as their world told them they were. But while John was born into this world, he was not born for this world. He was born not for the darkness and night that his world lay in. Instead, he was born to point to the dawning of God's mercy, breaking in, breaking apart the darkness, light shining through the cracks. John was born for the kingdom of God made flesh in Jesus. And so his prophetic voice cries in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord. His voice came to claim that we should not belong to this broken world, but that God has, in fact, claimed us for God's kingdom, for God's world. And that is the amazing promise of baptism. As Logan is baptized today, as we were, he is born again. He is born again into this broken world, but he is born again not for this broken world. Instead, he, like us, is reborn for the kingdom of God. He is born again with the hope of the dawn breaking into our lives. He is born again with knowledge that not only is he good enough, but that he is a saint of God, even in the midst of his brokenness. He's born again with the promise that not only is he loved, but he is loved unconditionally by God who is love. He is born again with the claim that his primary identity is not his race or his religion or his citizenship or his net worth or even his family of origin, but rather that his primary identity in Christ is that he is a child of God. And we rejoice with him and remember that that identity belongs to us as well. And we wait and work for even better news, even greater hope. For the hope that John pointed to and that Jesus revealed and began in the incarnation, that is for the day when the kingdom of God, this dawn from on high, will shine on the whole earth and this broken world will be healed and made one with the kingdom of God. Amen.